बंदे रूप सनातन रघु जग श्री जीव गोपाल।
हरे कृष्ण। विल स्टार्ट विथ 10th वर्स। मागार दारात्मज वित्त बंधुषु संगो यदि स्याद् भगवत् प्रियेषु न यः प्राणवृत्त्या परितुष्ट आत्मवान् सिध्यत्य दूरान्न तथेन्द्रियप्रियः मागार दार आत्मज वित्त बंधुषु। He says that may we not feel attraction for agara, means home, dara, wife, atmaja, children. Next, vitta, wealth, bandhu, friends. Next, sango yadi syat bhagavat priyeshunah. If at all we have to have some attachment, let that attachment be towards bhagavat priyeshu. Attachment towards those who love Krishna, those who are loved by Krishna, or those who are trying to love Krishna. So, sango yadi syat bhagavat priyeshunah. So, our attachment is towards Krishna. What does Kunti say? Kunti says, atha vishvesha vishvatman vishvamurte svakeshumi sneha pasha mimam chindi dridham pandushu vrishnishu. She says, my dear Lord, atha vishvesha vishvatman, you are vishvatman, may my attraction be towards you. Sneha pasha mimam chindi dridham pandushu vrishnishu. Please cut down the knot of affection towards Pandus and Pandavas and Vrishnis that I have. Please cut off my family connections, right? So, that does not mean she wants to cut the family relationships with Vrishnis and Pandus. Please cut that material side of it. I want their relationship because they are devotees. So may I associate with them considering that they are Vaishnavas, but not because they are my family members. And not because they are giving me some sense gratification, like that. So, if at all there is any attachment, let that attachment be towards the Bhagavat Priyeshunaha, Vaishnavas. Yah pranavritya paritushta atmavan siddhyati adhuran natathendriya priyaha. Very beautifully he says, these people, they just are satisfied with bare necessities of life. Paritushta atmavan. Whatever comes in their life, they are just happy. And they are very controlled in mind. And such people only can attain perfection, siddhyati. But that siddhi is adhuran, very far away from indriya priyaha. Those who are very attached to sense enjoyment, for them perfection in bhakti yoga is very difficult. But those who are detached from material attachments, for them it is very easy. Okay, that is the 10th verse. Asat sangatyaga yai vaishnava achar. Prabhupada quotes from Lord Chaitanya. He says, the first business of a Vaishnava is to give up non-devotee association. As long as one is in material world, one must have a material body and it must be maintained for execution of devotional service. Body can be maintained very easily by eating Krishna Prasad. And devotee should eat as simple as possible. Chakravarti Pad says, by the strength of good association, bad association will on its own disappear. When someone is coming closer to devotees, automatically they become farther from non-devotees. So this organically happens. One who satisfies his senses reaches perfection slowly, or if one has association with devotees, one should not have attachment to house and other things. Because if both types of association coexist, one cannot attain the Lord quickly. Both should not coexist. That does not mean one becomes indifferent to one's family connections and all. So, responsible family life accompanied with absorption in devotional service. Sukadev Goswami puts it this way. In the 5th canto, 1st chapter, 5th verse. He says, obstacles cannot obstruct absorption in Krishna consciousness. A householder may have hundreds of duties to perform. Still, if he is fixed up in his worship of Krishna, then he can attain perfection. Much more than even a renounced person also. So, there is a comparison between Vidura and Pandavas in the 1st canto, 13th chapter. Vidura just left the kingdom. He was going on a pilgrimage. He was like almost like a sannyasi or vanaprastha who is just traveling from different places, mendicant. So he comes to Hastinapur to enlighten Dhritarashtra. He meets Pandavas. Now Pandavas are wrapped in the thought of Krishna and Vidura is also wrapped in the thought of Krishna. But Pandavas are living in palace comforts and Vidura is wandering in forests. But what is more important is being absorbed in the thought of Krishna. When someone can manage that, then where he stays is a secondary detail. But how he utilizes the facilities that he has to increase his absorption in Krishna is primary. If there is association with devotees, even when association is absent by perfection of bhakti, knowledge produced by bad association becomes powerless. For example, Narada Muni trained Prahlad Maharaj right in the womb of his mother. Because of the training, although Prahlad Maharaj later, he did not get that saintly association. He was in the midst of Hiranyakashipu's kingdom, right as the son of a great demon. And he is being trained in Chandamarka school, being taught with all politics and materialistic philosophy, karma, dharma, artha, kama only, no moksha at all. Moksha is not there in syllabus in Chandamarka school. Only dharma, artha, kama and politics, how to discriminate between enemies and friends amongst people. But although he's in the midst of such materialistic association, Prahlad Maharaj was not at all affected by the teachings of his gurus, Chanda and Amarka, because he equipped himself very powerfully with the teachings of Narada Muni. That's what Chakravartipad is saying here. There is association of devotees, even when we don't have such association for whatever reasons, still one can be fixed up in Krishna's association. Because of the power of the previous association with saintly persons. Tulayam alave napina swargam napunar bhavam bhagavat sangya sangasya martyanam kimutasishaha. Even a moment of separation from devotees of the Lord can make one's life successful. What does it mean? That moment association has that power if we are attentive in that moment. If we can take advantage of that moment. If we can gather inspiration from that moment. Otherwise, even if one is constantly in the association of exalted personality also, he might get distracted. Kala Krishnadas was distracted by Bhattacharyas right in the association of Lord Chaitanya. But Sita was not at all affected by the association of all these Rakshasi Stris and Ravana coming every day in the morning to do his morning program of appealing, putting his proposal in front of Sita Devi. She is not affected. Rukmini was not affected, although she was in Kundanapur. Rukmini was constantly forcing her, marry Shishupal, forget that Pasupal. Like that he says. Okay. Next. Yat sangalabdham nijavirya vaibhavam tirtham muhusam sprishatam himmanasam. हरत्यजोऽन्तः श्रुतिभिर्गतोऽङ्गजम् को वै न सेवेत मुकुन्द विक्रमम् यत् संगलब्धं निजवीर्य वैभवम्. So what is the effect of such saintly association? Prahlad's prayers are very deep. We are going slow and we are going elaborate. And next, Lakshmi's prayers are also very important. Next three prayers are smaller. Prayers to Matsya and all. So yat sangalabdham nijavirya vaibhavam. Nijavirya vaibhavam means the influence of the Supreme Lord. The effect. So that is very uncommon. So one can come in contact with that influence, one can understand the glory of Krishna if he has sangha of devotees. Yat sangha labdham nijavirya vaibhavam. The vaibhava of the Supreme Lord is understandable in the sangha of devotees. Because we can hear, because devotees constantly glorify Krishna. And when one comes in contact with devotees of Krishna, he understands the glories of the Lord. So, Tirtham Muhuhu Samsprishatam Hi Manasam. And there is a contrast. One may go to Ganga, take bath in Ganga. There is purification there also. But the purifying effect of coming in contact with devotees of Krishna and hearing about Krishna is hundreds of times greater than the purifying effect that is there in taking bath in holy Ganges and other holy rivers. Haranti ajantah shrutibhir gatongajam. Bathing in Ganges also can purify the heart only after a long time. But hearing about the Lord purifies it very quickly because he personally enters it in the form of sound vibration. So the sound vibration carries Krishna. When that enters one's heart through ear holes, pravishtaha karna randhrena svanam bhavasaroruham dhunoati samalam Krishna salilasya yathasarat. Krishna enters through the ear holes of a sincere reader and he completely vanquishes all the unwanted things in one's life. Now, the comparison is given with Ganges. Bhagiratha prayed to Mother Ganga, please descend onto this earthly planet and deliver my forefathers. 60,000 of them, they are just lying there like piles of ashes. Please deliver them. If you come, then only they will be revived. Then Ganga said, I will come, no problem, but I have two issues. Number one, who will bear my force? So with great force, when I descend into the earthly planet, I will pierce Bhumandala and enter Patala. That's my force. Who can bear it? Second concern. When I come, descend as a... Even if you can manage the first concern. If I come as a river and stay in the earthly planets, so many sinful people will come and bathe in me and dump their sins. What will happen to me? Why should I accumulate all those sins? So, Bhagiratha gives an answer. Number one, Shiva will take care. Shiva will take care of your force. You will not go to Patala. You will land here only, safely. Number two, when pure devotees come and take bath in your waters, all the accumulated sinful reactions in you will be purified. So, you don't have to worry that you will accumulate the sinful reactions. People will dump their sins in me. Because of sages' association, when they take bath in you, you will be purified. That means, pure devotees can purify even holy Ganges. So holy men are holier than holy rivers. That's what this verse also says. Yat sangalabdham nijavirya vaibhavam. Sangha. When one has sangha of devotees and when one hears about Krishna in that sangha, then the purification is unparalleled. Neshya bhavat guna kathamrita pana mattaha. Yenanja solbana muru vyasanam bhavabdhim neshye bhavadguna kathamrita panamattaha. I can easily cross over this material existence because I am intoxicated by hearing the glories of Krishna in the association of devotees. Right? No contamination can touch if only one is attentive in discussing the glories of Krishna in the association of devotees. In devotees association, one hears. Last line is, we didn't discuss. Kovaina seveta mukunda vikramam. If this is the case, who is that person who do not associate with devotees and hear about Krishna? Okay, next. Visiting holy places and bathing in Ganges diminishes bodily contaminations and infections. And that can cleanse the heart only after a long time. But devotee association can purify quickly, even in this life. Vishnu Chakravarti Thakur writes, he translates like this. Krishna entering into the heart through ears removes the desires in the mind of those persons who constantly sip the holy water in the form of Lord's pastimes. This katha is also a river. The water that is emanating from Krishna's lotus feet is also a river. This is Vaikuntha Katha Sudha. That is another Sudha. Sudha Sarit, a nectarian river coming from his lotus feet. So this is more powerful. Next. Chakravarti Prabhupada quotes Lord Chaitanya. Congregational chanting of Hare Krishna is there to give chance to everyone to hear Krishna's holy name. For simply by hearing Hare Krishna, one becomes purified. Cheto Darpanam Arjanam will happen. One who directly associates with the Supreme Lord by hearing of his activities cleanses the dirt from his mind. Srinvatam Svakathaha Krishna Punya Shravana Kirtanaha Hridiyantasthohi Abhadrani Vidhunoti Suhrut Satam. If one hears Krishna Katha, the Abhadras, the Anarthas, the unwanted contamination in the heart can be vanquished. That's the promise given by Bhagavatam. If you don't trust the promise given by Bhagavatam, whose promise we will trust? So Bhagavatam gives that promise several times. Pibantiye Bhagavata Atmana Satam Kathamrutam Shravana Putuyashu Sambhrutam Punanti te vishaya vidushitasayam rajanti tacharana saroruhantikam. Punanti, your aspiration, your ashaya is contaminated by vishaya. Vishaya vidushita asayam. Punanti, Bhagavatam will purify that asayam. You know this verse, right? Second canto verse. So that's the power of association of devotees. Krishna removes the impressions of desire related to the mind of men sipping through the ear the holy waters of Lord's pastimes heard from devotees. Next. Yasyasti bhaktir bhagavatya kinchana sarvair gunaistatra samasate suraha Haravabhaktasya kuto mahadguna Manorathena satidhavato bahi Yasyasti bhaktir bhagavati akinchana. Another often quoted verse. If someone has developed unalloyed devotion to Krishna, bhagavati akinchana. Akinchana means one who possesses nothing. But Prahalad Maharaj is an akinchana bhakta. Parikshit Maharaj is an akinchana bhakta. Yudhishthir Maharaj is also an akinchana bhakta. Sridhar Kulavecha, whose dhoti has 100 knots, he is also akinchana bhakta. Sridhar Kulavecha possesses nothing. He hardly gets few paisa in life in a day. And half of it he will used to worship Ganges, and he barely maintains his body. All the bones on his body are very clearly visible. So he has nothing. He has one iron pot only, filled with water. That's all. His roof of his house has so many holes. Winter, summer, monsoon, everything comes directly inside. Right? So he is akinchana bhakta. We can understand it. He has no material possessions. But Yudhishthir Maharaj, Prahalad Maharaj, this Parikshit Maharaj, Prithu Maharaj, they are also akinchana bhaktas. idea is, one who does not have any possessions need not be Akinchana Bhakta. One who does not have possessiveness towards his possessions is an Akinchana Bhakta. One should not have possessiveness. So, Sarvair Gunaistatra Samasati Suraha. So, Krishna is Akinchana Gochara, and towards such an Akinchana Bhakta, Krishna is so merciful that all the gunas, good qualities of even demigods also will manifest in him. The good qualities of demigods will take shelter in the personality of a devotee. Oh, let me go and manifest in this devotee. Like the qualities take shelter in him. Not that he will acquire those qualities. Right? Because he has the best qualities. He is an Akinchana Bhakta. All other qualities will just come as an accompaniment. It's here demigod qualities are not highlighted so much. Right? Devotee's superiority over those qualities and that is mentioned here. Harav abhaktasya kuto mahadguna. If one is abhakta, what mahadguna he has? He may be great scholar, he may be great pandit or millionaire, whatever it may be, but there is no mahadguna. It's not a very great thing, considering from the point of view of devotional service. What does he do? Manorathena asati dhavato bahihi. Manorathena means mental concoction. So he is driven only by his own mental speculations. And he will just be forced to engage in the service of external energy of the Lord. Asati dhavato bahihi. All living entities are parts and parcels of Krishna. Mamaivamsho jivaloke. Therefore, when they revive their original Krishna consciousness, they possess all good qualities of Krishna in a small quantity. Krishna has 64 qualities in full. Narayana has only 60 qualities. Shiva has 55 qualities. Brahma can have up to 50 qualities. And all other living entities, jivas, they can also have up to 50 qualities to some extent, not completely. So where is Krishna and where is Jiva? And here in the purport, 26 qualities of a Vaishnava are enlisted. He is kind, he has no enemy and all this. You can go through it. Chakravarti Pad writes, where there is Nishkama or Akinchana Bhakti to the Lord, Devatas live in that place completely with all their qualities like Dharma, Jnana and Vairagya. Presiding deities of senses in the material world live with bad qualities in material people, since devatas must deal with samsara. So, some demigods are presiding deities of material elements and material senses. So, with those qualities, they empower the materialistic people. And some demigods are like empowered with the qualities of dharma, jnana, vairagya, they have divine qualities. So those qualities will come and stay with the devotees. But they do not dwell constantly with jnanis absorbed in contemplating oneness of the Atma. They tremble in fear, thinking, we will die today or tomorrow in the company of these ungrateful people who want to destroy us after getting knowledge from us. Some demigods bestow dharma, jnana, vairagya, and jnanis utilize all of that and they destroy the demigods. Demigods are fearful of them. I have this, but I don't want to go to them. With these qualities, let me go to devotees. Let me take their association. They dwell constantly in devotees who distribute spiritual knowledge, relishing sweetness of Lord with all good qualities. We are like crude iron, being material, but becoming spiritual. With the devotees' association, we can cross over death. In this context, I just remember one prayer of Brahmaji. Brahmaji, in the 10th canto, he offers a prayer to little Krishna, 6-year-old Krishna. He says, we also are serving you through our senses. Because some of the demigods are the presiding deities of senses of living entities in this world. Right? When somebody is operating with their senses, it is said the demigods are also working through those senses. So, my dear Lord Krishna, we are also serving you through the senses of Brajavasis. He says that. But actually they are perfected beings. Their senses are not empowered or their sensual activities are not sanctioned by demigods. So that point Brahmaji did not mention there, but he just like that, in excitement, he just mentioned that, oh, we are also serving you through the senses of Rajavasis. It's not that the Rajavasis senses are empowered by demigods. But demigods take pleasure in accompanying the devotees and trying to relish the seva of the Lord through those devotees. There are Vasus, Dhara and Drona are Vasus. They entered Nanda and Yashoda and they relished the opportunity of serving Krishna and Balaram. So, sometimes a demigod also may take shelter of certain devotees, exalted devotees, and get some little opportunity and experience of serving Krishna through those devotees by their mercy. So, devotee always is superior.
Harirhi sakshat bhagavan sharirinam atma jhashanam ivatoyam ipsitam hitvamahamstam yadi sajjate grihe tadamahatvam vayasadam patinam.
Just as the qualities always, just as aquatics always desire to remain in the vast mass of water, all conditioned living entities naturally desire to remain in the vast existence of the Supreme Lord. Therefore, if someone very great by material calculations fails to take shelter of the Supreme Soul, but instead becomes attached to the material household life, his greatness is like that of a young low-class couple. One who is too attached to material life loses all good spiritual qualities.
The 13th prayer, Prahlad is saying, Lord Hari is the soul of all living entities. Harir hi sakshat bhagavan sharirinam. Shariri means one who possesses sharira. All embodied beings. Atma jhashanam ivatoyam ipsitam. So Lord Hari is the soul of all embodied beings, just like water is the life of fish. Without water, fish will die. Similarly, without super soul staying in our heads, we cannot exist in the bodies. Therefore, if one fails to take shelter of the Lord, but instead becomes attached to materialistic life, his greatness is like that of a young low-class couple who are attracted to temporary beauty. In the initial days, young couples, the boy and girl are attracted to each other. Their primary excitement is how to enjoy with each other on a physical plane. However, after some time, they need to become more conscious of how to run the family, how to acquire money, how to acquire a house, how to take care of children, how to take care of elders in the family. There are a lot of family responsibilities. But young couple, they are more obsessed with sensual enjoyment when they are too young. So, it's like that. Ignoring Lord Hari, if one is obsessed with materialistic life, it's like young couple's obsession for sensual enjoyment, ignoring the family responsibility. Some parallel is given.
Prabhupada writes here, the living entities remain in contact with all-pervading Vasudeva. He manifests his spiritual power exactly as crocodile exhibits its strength in water. So some of these examples are given so that we can relate to. It's not that Lord is like crocodile or bhakti is like household life or nothing like that. A crocodile has a lot of strength within water. Just take that principle. Similarly, living entities remain in contact with all pervading Vasudeva. He manifests his spiritual power. Just like it is natural for a crocodile to manifest its power, that even it can control an elephant also. Outside water, elephant may defeat a crocodile, who knows. But inside water, even Gajendra also is defeated by a crocodile.
Greatness of living entities can be perceived when in the spiritual world. The phrase used is, somewhere in the second canto or third canto it comes.
Equivalent term is Swarupena Vyavasthiti. Swarupena Vyavasthiti means one who is reinstated in his own Swarupa, in his constitutional position, exhibits his true glory. There is an equivalent phrase for this. Mahimnisve Mahiyate. Mahimnisve Mahiyate means one becomes resplendent and he stays very regally and royally in his own Mahima, in his own glory. What is one's own glory? To be reinstated in the position of being an eternal servant of Krishna. That's our Mahima. That's our glory. The condition, the soul's glory is to stay in a situation where he can eternally serve Krishna. That is Mahimnisve Mahiyate. That will be revived if we process, if we practice devotional service. Conclusion. Krishna, seek shelter of the Supreme Lord and don't waste time. And the futility of materialistic life and materialistic household life is mentioned more in Chakravarti Bhas purport also. Next. Tasmad rajo raga vishada manyu manaspruha bhayadainyadhi moolam hitvagruham samsriti chakravalam nrisimhapadam bhajatamakutobhayam bhajatakutobhayam. Tasmad rajo raga vishada manyu. Tasmad means therefore. He is concluding. Prahlad is concluding now. Rajo means desires, passionate desires. Raga, attachment. Vishada, moroseness. Manyu, anger. Tasmad rajo raga vishada manyu. Next. Manaspraha means desire for false prestige. Next. Bhaya dhainyadi moolam. Bhaya is fear. Dainya is despair. Adhimoolam. Adhimoolam is the root cause of all of this. Is materialistic life. Hitva graham samsriti chakravalam. Please give up materialistic life, which is the root cause of all these bad qualities, soul degrading qualities, vishada, raga, manyu, all this. So, samsriti chakravalam, the result is only samsara. And do what? Nrisimha padam bhajatam akutobhayam. Please worship the lotus feet of Nrisimha. If at all you desire fearlessness, akutobhayam. Giving up all this, worship the lotus feet of the Lord. So, Prahlad also says that bhakti is the topmost. He says in his prayer, second prayer, Manye dhana bhijana rupa tapashrutau jaha. You can open 7.9, second prayer, 7.9.9. Manye dhana bhijana rupa tapashrutau jaha teja prabhava balapaurusha buddhi yoga naradhana yahi bhavanti parasya pumso bhaktyatutosha bhagavan gajayuthapaya. Prahlad Maharaj gives his opinion, Mahajan. He says, Manye, I consider like this. What? Dhana, wealth, abhijana, followers, rupa, good form, tapa, austerity, shruta, education that he acquires through hearing. Manye, dhana, abhijana, rupa, tapa, shruta, ojaha, tejaha, prabhava, all these are influence and power, strength, tejaha, prabhava, bala, physical strength, paurusha, what is paurusha? You see, whatever, so one's courage or valor like that. Buddhi, intelligence, yoga, mystic power. All these 12 qualities are not useful to satisfy Narasimhadev. Tejah prabhava balapaurusha buddhi yoga na aradhanayahi bhavanti. One may possess all these 12 qualifications in full, but they are not sufficient, sufficient prerequisites to take shelter of Narasimha or to attain favor of Narasimha.
Naradhanaya hi bhavanti parasya pumso.
And what will satisfy the Lord? Bhaktyat tosha bhagavan gajayuthapaya.
If one has bhakti, he is satisfied. Otherwise, no satisfaction. He cannot satisfy the Lord.
So these are the prayers of Prahlad Maharaj. 15th verse, someone can read.
Sukadeva Goswami continued, in the tract of the land called Ketumala Varsha, Lord Vishnu lives in the form of Kamadev, only for the satisfaction of his devotees. These include Lakshmiji, the goddess of fortune, the Prajapati Samvatsara, and all the Samvatsara's sons and daughters. The daughters of Prajapati are considered the controlling deities of the nights, and his sons are considered the controllers of the days. The Prajapati's offspring number 36,000, one for each day and night, and each night in the lifetime of a human being. At the end of each year, the Prajapati's daughters become very agitated upon seeing the extremely effulgent disc of the Supreme Personality of the of Godhead, and thus they all suffer miscarriages.
So, this in this Ketumala Varsha, Mother Lakshmi is accompanied by Prajapati Samvatsara, and all the Prajapati Samvatsara is the presiding personality of an year, and all his offspring, like their daughters and sons, they are considered the presiding deities of days and nights in a year. So all of them are accompanying Lakshmi Devi, and they offer worship to the Lord, right? Kamadeva. 16th verse. Read, Prabhu.
In Ketumala Varsha, Lord Kamadeva Pradyumna moves very graciously. His mild smile is very beautiful. And when he increases the beauty of his face by slightly raising his eyebrows and glancing playfully, he pleases the goddess of fortune. Thus he enjoys his transcendental senses.
Ramam ramayan indriyani ramayate.
So Lord enjoys his senses as Hrishikesha by enjoying with Ramadevi. So she worships the Lord in Ketumala Varsha. In whatever form the Supreme Lord appears, he is always affectionate towards his devotees. Maya mayam. Maya, the word maya is used in this verse. Maya can have multiple meanings. One is illusion, one is affection, one is mercy. Like that. When a mother deals with her child affectionately, she is also called maya mayam. Affection is also one meaning of maya. Jiva is maya mayam. Deeply merciful. Jiva Goswami says, sorry, not Jiva. Jiva Goswami says, maya maya means kripa prachuram, filled with mercy. Viraraghavacharya says, when one is very affectionate due to an intimate relationship, he is also called maya maya. Like that, maya maya is given different explanations. Now, Ketumala Varsha, the prayer offered by Lord, by Lakshmi Devi to Lord Hrishikesha or Kamadeva or Pradyumna is this. Om Hram Harim Harum Om Namo Bhagavate Hrishikeshaya. That is, she is offering respects to Hrishikesha. You can all see Bhagavad Subodhani. This prayer is broken into small, small phrases, and individual phrase-wise meaning is also given. For all prayers, for all, most prayers, not all.
Sarva Guna Visheshair Vilakshitatmani.
The Supreme Master of all bodily, mental and intellectual activities, and the only enjoyer of their results. Sarva Guna Visheshair Vilakshitatmani. That's what it means.
Ahait Akutinam Chittanam Chetasam Visheshanam Cha Adhipataye.
Lord Hrishikesha is the master of Antahkaranas, and the action senses and knowledge senses. Antahkarana is the mind, intelligence, and chitta, ahankara and chitta, consciousness. And action senses are there, jnanendriyas and karmendriyas, action senses and knowledge senses. Next, Shodasha Kalaya, of whom the 5 sense objects and 11 senses are partial manifestations.
Chandomayaya, the enjoyer of all ritualistic ceremonies.
Annamayaya, the maintainer of supplier, the maintainer and supplier of necessities of life. Annamaya, one who gives Anna, he is Lord Hrishikesha. Amritamayaya, one who awards eternal life. Sarvamayaya, he is all pervading. Sahase, powerful. Ojase Balaya, and supplies strength to the senses of the body. Kantaya, he is the supreme husband of all, husband or master of all living entities. Kamaya, he supplies the necessities for devotees. Namaste Ubhayatra Bhuyat. May he always be favorable towards us in this life and in the next life. That's what Ubhayatra means. Ubhaya means both. Prabhupada writes, Parashya Shaktir Vividhaiva Shruyati. Lord is the original cause of everything. Even our body, senses, mind, activities, powers, bodily strength, mental strength, determination, everything is coming from the Supreme Lord. That's what this prayer is. The power of this mantra is that it is composed by Rama, goddess of fortune, and is filled with spiritual power. Under Guru's guidance, everyone should chant this mantra. Thus, become a complete and perfect devotee. Like that. A devotee who is both in this life and next chants the Mahamantra or any mantra is called Nitya Yuktopasaka. So, for our current situation, the mantra is prescribed, Hare Krishna Mahamantra. We take it from Guru and then we chant. Now she offers prayers. The first prayer is like Toros, a mantra. Next is all verses 19th. Striyo vrataistva Hrishikeshwaram svato. Hyaradhya loke patimasaste patimas patimasasatenyam. Tasamnate vai paripantyapatyam. Priyam dhanayum shi yato svatantra.
My dear Lord, you are certainly the fully independent master of all the senses. Therefore, all women who worship you by strictly observing the vows because they wish to acquire a husband to satisfy their senses are surely under illusion. They do not know that such a husband cannot actually give protection to them or their children, nor can he protect their health, wealth or duration of life. For he himself is dependent on time, fruitive results and the modes of nature, which are all subordinate to you.
So actual pati is Krishna. So some ladies, they worship the Supreme Lord to get a good husband. They don't understand that actual husband is Krishna. So Mother Lakshmi is criticizing them. He aradhya loke patimasase tenyam. So aradhya, they perform worship towards the Lord to get a husband, anyam husband, some other husband. Tasam nate vai paripanti apatyam. Such a husband can protect neither them nor their children, nor their wealth, nor their lifespan. He is himself dependent on time. So one who cannot offer protection to one's wealth or life or whatever, how can he be called pati? So all these things are ultimately protected by you, and you are supposed to be the husband of everybody, every woman. So like that, she says, materialistic husbands are dependent on you. They cannot actually offer protection to their wives. So this has to be taken in context, right? This is not against the marriage system or not that way. So one needs to understand that one is ultimately dependent on Krishna. Right? As per the conventional protocols of this society, so one has to accept and get into certain relationships. But understand the temporariness of that relationship, and ultimately one needs to depend on Krishna. So that's the message. Chakravartipat says, they worship you, the Lord, who is also their husband, but ask for a different husband.
Lakshmi Devi or Rama's compassion on women is shown here. Factually, the only real husband of all women is Krishna, the supreme husband. Krishna is Purusha. And every living entity is Prakriti. Krishna will say that Mamaivamsho Jiva Loke, they are my Amshas. But we are not Amsha Avataras. So, Krishna has six categories of incarnations. There is Swamsha incarnation, you see. Swamsha. And we are Vibhinna Amsha. So, Amsha does not mean we are Avatara. Krishna's incarnations like Narasimha, Vamana, all these avatars are also called Amshas. And we are also called Amshas. But there is a difference between these Amshas. That Narasimha, Varaha, all of them are Purushas and we are Prakriti. Whether when soul, whether the Jiva is in a male body or a female body, ultimately the Jiva is Prakriti. Feminine. And Krishna is Purusha, who is the husband of all these Jivas. Second, whether the soul is in a male body or a female body in this material world, because of his conditioned situation, that soul has Purusha mentality, Purusha attitude, enjoyer attitude. I am enjoyer, I am proprietor, I am controller. So, he has that Purusha mentality. So, male or female is male only in the material world. Male or female, female only from the tattva point of view, jiva tattva point of view. But male or female is not primary. Servant of Krishna is primary. Some servants are in male bodies, some servants are in female bodies. That means, Jivera Sarupa Hai Krishnera Nityadas. Okay. So, Krishna is the real husband, Krishna is the ultimate pati. Krishna is the pati of that pati also. A woman may have a pati. So, woman's ultimate pati is Krishna and her pati's pati is also Krishna only. So, Krishna is the real husband of every living entity. Prakriti is female and not Purusha. So, material husband is dependent. In material world, a so-called material husband is dependent on the control of Supreme Personality of Godhead and his karma, karmana daiva nyatrena. Kala karma gunadhino jintoyam panchabhautikaha. Right? Narada Muni tells Dhritarashtra. Kala karma gunadhino. You can open that verse. Exactly. 1.13 somewhere it comes. Kala karma gunadhinu. Dehoyam panchabhautikaha. Next. Katham anyastu gopayat sarpa. What is it? Sarpa grasto yatha aparam. Kala karma guna adhina. A conditioned soul is adhina, is controlled by kala karma. Guna. Kala is time factor. Karma is one's own fruitive baggage. Kala, karma, guna. Guna is the modes. So, next is panchabhautika. Panchabhautika is like the body made of five elements. Right? Earth, water, fire, air, ether. So, katham manyastu gopayat, for such a person, where is the possibility of protecting someone else? How can he protect someone else? How can husband protect wife? Yeah, in from a conventional point of view, yes, husband has to protect wife, maintain wife, and take care of her needs and all, that is there. But in the ultimate sense, how can one who is being swallowed by the serpent of time give helping hand to someone else? Sarpagrasta. Sarpagrasta means he is being swallowed by the python of these five things. Panchabhautika, kala, karma, guna, adhina. He is totally controlled. And he is giving helping hand. Come, come. He, both of them will go into the serpent's, python's mouth. If he takes the hand. I don't know if I said it. There is one cartoon I saw. So, one person is drowning in water. That's the first picture. One person is drowning in water. Second picture, part two. Is another person is extending a helping hand from the water. He knows swimming maybe. The first fellow doesn't know swimming. He is swimming and coming towards. So, he is in a... Smileys are there, right? They put like this, they are crying. They put like this, they are smiling. So, he is coming to offer a helping hand. Second picture. Third picture, both of them came together. They embraced and they were happily smiling. Fourth picture, just little zoom out.
the water is in a vessel and the vessel is on top of a flame, right? On fire. So when the heat increases, then although they know swimming, they will boil. That's what material existence is. So kala karma gunadhino dehoyam panchabhautikaha. Someone who is already being swallowed by the serpent of time, how can he protect someone else? So demigods offer this prayer in the 6th canto, 9th chapter. They say that if someone thinks that other than Krishna there is any other protector, he is as good as a person who thinks that, let me cross this ocean by catching this dog's tail. Like that. Catching dog's tail to cross ocean. Where is the possibility? What is the probability? Hardly anything. So similarly, if one takes any other shelter other than Krishna, he is considered like that. So this is Lakshmi's opinion. A so-called husband may unite with the wife for sense gratification, but his senses are conducted by Hrishikesha, the master of senses, who is there for the actual husband. Master of senses is the Supreme Lord. These women do not know the meaning of the word husband, pati. How can a person who cannot protect himself protect another person? First of all, he should have no fear of anything. One who is completely fearless only can be called pati. Savai pati syadakuto bhayasvayam samantatah pati bhayaturam janam sa eka eve taratha mitho bhayam naivatma labhat abhimanyate param.
He alone who is never afraid, but who on the contrary gives complete shelter to all fearful persons, can actually become a husband and protector. Therefore, my Lord, you are the only husband and no one else can claim this position. If you were not the only husband, you would be afraid of others. Therefore, persons learned in all Vedic literature accept only your lordship as everyone's master, and they think no one else a better husband and protector than you.
Savai patihi syat akuto bhaya svayam. Svayam, he personally should be fearless. Then only he can be called pati. So you are fearless and you can bestow fearlessness to others also. So you are the ultimate pati, not all these people. Sarabhi told Krishna, Krishna, you are our Indra. This Indra is not Indra. You are our real Indra. We coronate you as the real Indra. And they organized an Abhishek ceremony for Krishna on the banks of Govindakund. So who can be real husband? One who is fearless can be real husband. Aham tvam sarva papebhyo moksha isyami masuchaha. Who can give this promise? Don't worry, I'll take care. Who can say this? Krishna can say this. So he is the real pati. So Dwarkavasis say, Bhavaya nastvam bhavishva bhavana tvameva mathata suhrut pati pita. Pati pita, both are same only. Tvam sadgurur naha paramam cha daivatam yasyana vrityaya kritino bhubhuviva. You are the mata, you are pita, you are guru, you are daiva, you are everything for us. That's the attitude of a devotee. Nate viduhu svarthagatim hi vishnum. Without understanding that the Lord is the ultimate goal, ultimate protector, people just waste their time in this world. Instead of deceiving themselves and others by pretending to be all-powerful, all political leaders, husbands and guardians should spread Krishna consciousness movement so that everyone can learn how to surrender to Krishna.
Yatasya te pada sarohanam. Yatasya te pada sarohanam. Nikamayet sa khilap kama lampatam. Tadeva rasipsitamipsitorchito Yadbhagnayachna Bhagavan Pratapyate.
My dear Lord, you automatically fulfill all the desires of woman who worships your lotus feet in pure love. However, if a woman worships your lotus feet for a particular purpose, you also quickly fulfill her desires. But in the end, she becomes broken-hearted and laments. Therefore, one needs not worship your lotus feet for some material benefit.
So some people approach the Lord for material benefits. Now she is mainly speaking about the ladies who approach the Lord with some materialistic purposes. If one worships with desire, one attains only that result. One fulfills that desire only, which is temporary. However, if one worships without material desires, they will receive all desirable objects. You approach for 10 rupees, you get 10 rupees then. You approach without any desire, you will get 1 CR, which is better. She is just teaching simple common sense.
Anyabhilashita sunyam jnana karmadi anavrtam.
To serve the lotus feet of the Lord means to serve exactly as He desires. Anyabhilashita sunyam. I don't have any personal desires, so I will worship you. Another example is given. You decorate the person, his reflection becomes beautiful. If someone stands in front of the mirror and he will put earring there, both sides, he'll put something else there, put some crown there, put some garland, take fevicol and stick to the mirror. Yeah, it seems that all these are offered to the person only as long as he stands in front of the mirror. If he moves little bit, garland is gone, earrings are gone somewhere, earrings go into the mouth or somewhere else, right? So, he has to decorate himself to make the reflection beautiful. Then if he goes somewhere else, in front of some other mirror, he can see the same reflection there also. So, the living entities are like reflections of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. If one serves Krishna, then automatically all the living entities become happy.
Yatha taror mola nishechanena trupyanti tatskhanda bhujopa shakhaha pranopaharatha yatindriyanam tathaiva sarvarhanam achyutejyah.
If one wants to nourish a plant, they have to water the root, not on the twigs and leaves. If one wants to nourish the body, give the food to the stomach. If you take dal and pour in your ears, if you take rice and put in your nose, if you take rasgulla and put in your eyes, the senses are not nourished. They are nourished only when the food is given to the body. Right? So, to serve the Lord means to serve Him exactly as He desires. Neophyte devotee is therefore ordered to worship the Lord strictly according to the regulative principles given by the spiritual master and Shastras. And they become gradually attached to Krishna. And thus, their original dormant love of Godhead manifests and He spontaneously serves the Lord without any motive. So, I mentioned this sometime back also. That initially, senses are not pure. They will worship the Lord. Their senses are engaged in the service of the Lord. And they become pure. And with that purified senses, they can engage in the service of the Lord. Therefore, why should one bother the Lord for something material? Such prayers are unnecessary. Next. There is another nice concept here. We will try to complete these prayers. Only two more prayers are there. Somehow we will complete. Now, there is Artha Bhakta and there is Arthaarthi Bhakta. Artha Bhakta approaches the Lord for what? To fulfill his distress, to come out of his distress. Arthaarthi Bhakta, what does he do? He approaches the Lord for what? For money. Example? Dhruva. Right? So, these two can be called Sakama Bhaktas. But technically, they are not Sakama Bhaktas. Because the very fact that they have approached the Lord means Lord will vanquish those material desires and they will become Nishkama Bhaktas. They are Sakama Bhaktas
in their approach, but their being Sakama Bhaktas become so temporary, so invalid, that within no time they will become Nishkama Bhaktas. Because with that kamas, they are approaching Krishna. So their being Sakama is not for a long time. Hardly for any time. Because they are approaching Krishna, Krishna will remove it. Right? So even if a devotee wishes the Lord to fulfill a particular desire, he should not be considered Sakama Bhakta. Chaturvidha Bhajanti Imam. They are being neophyte devotees, they are simply ignorant. But that ignorance will be vanquished within no time because they are in the right source. So now someone goes into makeup room to dress himself like a king for the drama. He went inside with a jeans pant and t-shirt. Right? He comes out with kingly clothes with mukut and all that and then full makeup for the drama. So initially he went like that, but ultimately if you know that he is a drama artist, he is going to play this role, you identify him like that only. His current like a jeans pant and t-shirt, that dress is so temporary, which is within no time it changes. Because he is entering the dressing room or green room, what do you call? He entered that room, makeup room. The very fact that he is entering makeup room means he will change the dress. He will have a new dress. But if with the jeans pant he goes into, he enters a local train, he will not come out in king's attire. Right? Depends on where you approach. In whatever attire you enter a makeup room, you come out with makeup. Right? In whatever attire you enter coal mine, you come up black. Come out black. He will not become white. So, with whatever attitude you enter bhakti yoga, you approach Krishna, you come out like a pure devotee. Your being Sakama before you are entering the arena of bhakti yoga is so temporary. In that sense, they are not called Sakama Bhaktas. Although in the beginning the devotee may harbor some desire, in due course of time it will vanish. The Supreme Personality of Godhead knows everyone's thoughts. In due course of time, he will fulfill all desires. Therefore, let us completely depend on the Lord's service without bothering him with material requests. Chakravarti Pada says, some desiring material benefit give up you and worship me. Now, what about people who approach Lakshmi instead of Narayana? Now, let's hear from Lakshmi only. Matpraptaye jesha sura suradaya तप्यंत उग्रम तप ऐंद्रिये धिय रिते भवत् पाद परायणान् नमाम विन्दन्त्यहं त्वद्धृदया यतोजित।
ओ सुप्रीम अनकंपरेबल लॉर्ड, व्हेन दे बिकम अब्सॉर्ब्ड इन थॉट्स ऑफ मटेरियल एंजॉयमेंट, लॉर्ड ब्रह्मा एंड लॉर्ड शिवा as well as other demigods and demons undergo severe penances and austerities to receive my benedictions. But I do not favor anyone, however great he may be, unless he is always engaged in the service of your lotus feet. Because I always keep you within my heart, I cannot favor anyone but a devotee.
Yatasyati pada saroru harhanam.
That is 21st verse that we already read.
Matpraptaye jyesha surasuradayaha.
Many people approach me to worship me, but I do not favor them. I do not favor non-devotees. Lakshmi is saying, people may put Lakshmi Devi's photo only. In South India, if you go, every Ishanya corner is with Lakshmi photo without Narayan. With some elephants throwing so many coins and so many vessels filled with so many gold coins and all. It's fine. But where is Narayana? So, ignoring Narayana, if one wants to take shelter of Lakshmi alone, this is her opinion. Not my opinion, this is Lakshmi's opinion. So, Goddess of Fortune does not favor her devotees who neglect Narayana. So, Durga's favor, that is actually Durga's favor, not Goddess of Fortune's favor, not Lakshmi's favor. It's not the favor of internal potency, but it is the favor of external potency.
Maya Sukha. It's not actually Sukha. External, apparently it seems that he is such a wealthy person. He got Lakshmi Kataksha. He got the mercy of Lakshmi. People may think like, no, it's Durga Kataksha, not Lakshmi Kataksha. So Maya gave him so much of money and he is utilizing that money for sense gratification to become so and so species in the next life, to degrade himself in the next life, right? If he utilizes that money for Krishna consciousness, that is Lakshmi Kataksha. If he utilizes that money for sense gratification, that is Durga Kataksha, right? Maya is entrapping him with wealth. And here, Lakshmi is helping him to serve Krishna, serve Narayana. There is difference. So, wealth is wealth. Wealth is true wealth, depending on how you utilize that wealth. Every millionaire is not great. Even someone who earns 1,000 rupees per month also, if he is utilizing some portion of it for serving Krishna, he is great. This is Lakshmi's opinion. The special mercy of the power to preach is given to a devotee who does not want anything material from his spiritual master but wants to serve Krishna alone. Prabhupada quotes Antavanta Phalam Tesham and all that. Ravana abducted Sita Devi, forcibly took away Sita Devi, but actually he did not take Sita. That Sita is only a Maya Sita, expansion of Durga. So instead of winning the favor of real goddess of fortune, Ravana and his whole family were vanquished by the power of Durga. Srishti sthiti pralaya sadhana shakti rekha ma chayevayasya bhuvanani vibharti Durga. Durga. So Durga does it. Does that vanquishing thing. So we have only 3-4 minutes. Shall I take the next verse? Only one verse is there.
Sattvam mamapyachyuta sirshni vanditam karambujam yatvadayudhai sattvatam bibharshimam lakshmavarena mayayam kaishvaresye hitamuhitam vibhur.
O Infallible One, your lotus palm is a source of all benediction. Therefore, your pure devotees worship it, and you very mercifully place your hand on their heads. I wish that you may also place your hand on my head. For although you already bear my insignia of golden streaks of your chest, I regard this honor as merely a kind of false prestige for me. You show your real mercy to your devotees, not to me. Of course, you are a supreme absolute controller and no one can understand your motives.
So Lakshmi says, I am unfortunate because you don't show your real mercy to me. You show mercy to your devotees only. So she is also a devotee, but she is saying like that. As a wife, she is saying like that. And you place me on your chest, that's only some cheating only. You just say that I have given so and so position to my wife, but actually you are more favorable to your devotees. But I hold you eternally on my chest. When the Lord says, that's just a mere formality or just to cheat me, you did like that. You didn't give your real mercy. Chakvartipat says, you hold me on your chest as a golden line, but that is a deception. You do this only because you think that seeing the good fortune of my devotees, may unintelligent Lakshmi not show hatred towards me. So all these things should not be taken so literally. At the same time, Krishna is definitely more favorable towards his devotees, exalted devotees, especially Vrajavasis, more than goddess of fortune. That is there. Yate sujata charanam buruham staneshu. In 10th canto is filled with all this kind of verses. The superiority of Vrajavasis over Lakshmi also. Nemam virincho anabhavo nashri rapyanga samshrayat prasadam lebhire gopi yattat praptam umuktidat. The mercy that Yashodamayi got was not available for Shiva, Brahma and goddess of fortune also. The mercy that gopis of Vrindavan, Madhurya gopis of Vrindavan, they received, that was unimaginable to Lakshmi also. So these are there. So in this purport, Prabhupada quotes several verses that describe the Lord's inclination towards his devotees more than Lakshmi, more than his wife. I love my devotees more than my wife. That's what he says. Simple. Na tatha me priyatama atmayonir na shankarah na cha sankarshano na shrir naivatma cha yatha bhavan. Krishna is telling this to Uddhava. Uddhava, I love you more than goddess of fortune, more than Shiva, more than other people, more than myself also. So that's the glorification of Uddhava. Nimam Virinch, I just mentioned it, correct. Nayam Shriyonga Unitantarateh Prasadaha Svaryoshitam Nalina Gandharucham Kutonyaha Rasot Save Sya Bhujadanda Grihita Kanta Labdhashisham Ya Udagad Varja Vallabhinam. All the gopis of Vrindavan who received such intimate reciprocation from Krishna in the Rasa Leela are so fortunate, way fortunate than goddess of fortune also. And Prabhupada quotes in this context the conversation between Venkatabhatta and Lord Chaitanya in Srirangam, South India, during Lord Chaitanya's South India tour. There, in a teasing manner, you can just read the purport, I'll not go into details. So, Lord Chaitanya says, if Lakshmi is so chaste, she is sitting directly on Narayana's chest, why she wants to associate with Narayana? Krishna in Rasalila. Why she has desire to enter Rasalila? Then Venkatabhatta simply says, Krishna and Narayana both are same. It doesn't compromise her chastity if she wants to dance with Krishna and not Narayana. Both are same. So, no, there is a lot of conversation. Krishna and Narayana, Krishna's pastimes may be more relishable than Narayana's because of their sportive nature, but Lakshmi's association with Krishna does not break her vow of chastity. Lord Chaitanya says, I know there is no fault in goddess of fortune in doing that, but Krishna is more qualified than Narayana. That point you should agree. The sages met, one more thing. Although Lakshmi desired to enter Rasalila, why she did not desire, she did not enter? Because she does not want to leave her position in opulence. So, one example Lord Chaitanya gives. The sages in Dandakaranya wanted to associate with Lord Ramachandra. Ramachandra being Maryada Purushottam, he said, no, I am in a male body, you are also in male body, how can we associate? But I will fulfill your desire when I come as Krishna. So, all these rishis became gopis and they followed in the footsteps of gopis and they entered Rasalila. All the shrutis, they became shrutichari gopis and they entered Rasalila. So, one who is willing to give up one's own so-called exalted position and follow in the footsteps of gopis and do their simple activities like milking cows, processing cow dung and making butter, churning buttermilk. So, all this, if they are willing to live such a simple, innocent life, then they can get entrance into Rasalila. Munis, rishis did that, Shrutis did it, but Lakshmi could not do it. So that way. So Krishna has a special characteristic. He attracts everyone's heart. Okay. Conclusion is, one can associate with Krishna unless, one cannot associate with Krishna unless he has fully received favor of Rajavasis. We can discuss more later. Thank you all very much. Grinthara Srimad Bhagavatam ki jai, Srila Prabhupada ki jai.